there you have the passion of just about all of us here.
That's why, yeah.
My great-grandmother was born here.
Thanks, Joe.
And then I have people telling me from this telling me that I have no right to be here in the birthplace of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. I have relatives that are buried around here. And, but I don't have the right already. To be here with my with my ancestors. Yeah. You know, we aren't. It's
right.
It's maddening.
Right to it, this is,
it's
this
just
is
maddening.
It's a bigger picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other picture is of the people that say this is our, this is public lands. It is our lake. No, it isn't your lake. It isn't your river. We never gave it up.
I mean, if that happens, though, we'll be.
We never did. Gary's got the maps that shows all the lands that should have, had they ratified the treaties, the 18 treaties that they made here in California, they never ratified. They kept them hidden in the bowels of Congress until 1902. They kept them hid. Had they ratified them, yes, this, we would have said this is their land. We gave it up. But they didn't ratify the treaties. So, hey, sorry guys, this is still our land. And they never paid us.
The water was just above that.
You know, it's right down here. There was a massacre by regulators and vigilantes. That since there was some official governmental presence there, there is a note of it in history. But many of the genocidal acts that were done around here were done by vigilantes and regulators and private citizens and bounty hunters and were never recorded. Realize they rounded people up here, drove them over to the coast, put them on ships, and the ship's logs, the maritime logs are now closed. You can't get into them. I met a woman that was doing a study on them that showed out of Humboldt Bay, 100 human cargo, which denoted that would be like slaves or Indians for relocation. 100 human cargo entered the ship in Humboldt Bay. By the time it pulled into port in San Francisco, they had 100 bounty scalps. Where did the people go? And they had to log everything that went on, everything came off that ship. No human cargo came off that ship. And they did it all up and down the coast here. They rounded us up, drove us out to the coast, put us on ships, scalped us, and threw our bodies overboard. But that's nowhere in history. And the only places it's in history, they won't allow us to go to now because, oh, those are just so delicate now, we can't handle those. You know, it's delicate information. The woman was writing her thesis on that, and she had to change. She couldn't continue. They locked her out of all the information. No, that's in history. They didn't talk of the $25 to $50 bounty on their heads. If you were an Indian and you didn't sign their piece of paper, put your mark on it saying you're going to be an American citizen and follow the Constitution or anything, they would hunt you down, kill you, and take your scalp and get paid $50 for it. A head was worth $50. A male head of reproductive age was worth $50. A woman was worth anywhere from $2 to $25. My great aunts, Aunt Rena and Della, were captured as young girls and sold as Indian maiden brides. And to make it almost legal, they paid. You know, to pay my grandmother, they paid her money. I said, "Well, you sold them."